whistle of a morning breeze up there, the rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music, mighty fine music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky, the perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB, starting off with Gene Krupa and his orchestra, with vocalization coming from Irene Day. And, of course, I hear music. Lots of music in the next 2 hours of that, I promise. And also some more from Gene Krupa, this time in his own words. That'll be coming up in about 35 minutes' time in Tell Me a Story. All the usual things in all the usual places. So let's get musical.
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to Do, oh, oh, oh.
Do!
A deer, a female deer.
Ray!
A drop of golden sun.
Me!
A name I call myself.
Fa!
A long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread. La!
A note to follow so. Tea!
A drink with jam and bread.
That will bring us back to Do.
A deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me, a name I call myself. A long, long way to run.
So,
a needle pulling thread.
La,
a note to follow so.
Now, children, do, re, mi, fa, so, and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once you have these notes in your heads, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up, like this.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
Can you do that?
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
So, do, la, ti, do, re.
So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
Now, put it all together.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
thing. So we put in words, one word for every note, like this.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything
together.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Do,
dear, a female dear, red, a drop of golden sun, a name I call myself.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Do, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, me, a name.
The Sound of Music from 1965, if memory serves me correctly. Julie Andrews, of course, plus all the kids in the film and practically everybody that lived in Salzburg as well. And, of course, won a couple of Oscars as well, I recall, did rather well. And, of course, it also features the great Julie Andrews. And, quite frankly, if you've got Julie Andrews, do you really need much else? How's your week been? My week has been a bit crazy. If you listen to the morning show this morning, you'll know that I couldn't do it live because my computer blew up. I bought a new one. Hopefully it's going to arrive. I think it's going to arrive tomorrow. Now I just have to transfer everything from the old computer to the new computer before the old computer gives up the ghost. Just hoping it's going to stick around long enough. But so it's sort of like a bit of weird old week. We had a couple of snowstorms as well. Although, again, the weather people, they keep telling you about how bad it's going to be, and we keep getting these stupid phone calls from the mayor of Danbury telling us how bad it's going to be and not to park on the streets and park in the garage and goodness knows what else. And at the end of it, we get 2 inches of snow, which for people in New England is nothing. And I really think they should stop with all of this. Frankly, I think it's terrorizing the public with all of these vile warnings that never come to fruition, because there'll be the one day, you can guarantee it, that they will give out the warning, nobody will take a blind bit of notice, and next thing you know, there'll be 18 inches of snow dolloped on the ground. Oh, well, that's just what I think. I could be wrong. Smashing the table. I think I need to calm myself down a little bit. Bing? Sing.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. I just want to be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through the deep tangled wildwood, counting sheep till I sleep just like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read where it's peaceful while I'm killing time, being lazy. That deep tangled wildwood, counting sheep till I sleep just like a child would, with a great big bulging valise full of books to read where it's peaceful while I'm killing time, just being lazy.
Well, that was from 1942, and that was Bing Crosby singing Lazy, and before that, he was singing with Les Paul, and it's been a long, long time. And we will have some more from Bing round about the same time next week. Now, usually at this time, we go off to Holger's house in Germany, and we're sort of doing that again. this week? Well, you know, never kick a man when he's down, right? And if you remember, if you was listening to last week's mid-morning show, one of the competitions was me playing Gilly Gilly, Austin Pfeffer, Cat Snell and Pogan by the Sea backwards. I think it was the third quiz. And as a result of that, Holger sent through two very nice emails. He said that he actually sent me a picture of the castle that is in Cat Snell and Pogan, in the little town of Cat Snell and Pogan in the southwest of Germany, not far from the River Rhine. And he says the history goes back to 1095, and that from 1138 there was also counts of Cat Snell and Pogan. So you won't be surprised if we have a German version of Cat Snell and Pogan this week, and it comes from the great B.B. Johns.
Aus dem kleinen Haus mit dem kleinen Baum, kleine Maid schaut raus, hat einen kleinen Traum. Kleiner Traum wird wahr, ach, ist der kleinen wohl, in Gille, Gille, Ochsen, Pfeffer, Katzen, Ellenbogen in Tirol. Vor dem kleinen Haus großes Auto hält, junger Mann steigt aus mit nem Sack voll Geld, gibt ihr einen Kuss, ach, ist der kleinen wohl, in Gille, Gille, Ochsen, Pfeffer, Katzen, Ellenbogen in Tirol. Aus dem kleinen Haus,
aus dem kleinen Haus,
mit dem kleinen Baum,
mit dem kleinen Baum,
kleine Maid schaut raus,
kleine Maid schaut raus,
hat einen kleinen Traum,
hat einen kleinen Traum,
kleiner Traum wird wahr,
kleiner Traum wird wahr,
ach, ist der kleinen wohl, in Gille, Gille, Ochsen, Pfeffer, Katzen, Ellenbogen in Tirol. Vor dem kleinen Haus,
vor dem kleinen Haus,
großes Auto hält,
großes Auto hält,
junger Mann steigt aus,
junger Mann steigt aus,
mit nem Sack voll Geld,
mit nem Sack voll Geld,
gibt ihr einen Kuss,
gibt ihr einen Kuss,
hm, ist der kleinen wohl, in Gille, Gille, Ochsen, Pfeffer, Katzen, Ellenbogen in Tirol. Und in der kleinen Kirche, da wurden sie ein Paar. Und als vorbei die Feier war, da war es wunderbar. In dem kleinen Haus,
in dem kleinen Haus,
mit dem kleinen Baum,
mit dem kleinen Baum,
wo die kleine Maid,
wo die kleine Maid,
hatte einst den Traum,
hatte einst den Traum,
selbst das Baby in der Wiege fühlt sich wohl, in Gille, Gille, Ochsen, Pfeffer, Katzen, Ellenbogen in Tirol. In Gille, Gille, Ochsen, Pfeffer, Katzen, Ellenbogen in Tirol.
I think actually that's my favourite version. Gilly Gilly, Hossen, Pfeffer, Katzen, Ellenbogen in Tirol, from the great B.B. Johns. I think that came from about 1964. Holger, thank you so much. It's nice of you to send me all of the information about Katzen, Ellenbogen. Makes me want to come and see it. Well, you never know, later on this year, I might just turn up on your doorstep. Now, that would be a surprise, wouldn't it? Off to the land of Bedfordshire now. Holger, please, it's very late where you are, and I hope you have a good night's sleep and a very pleasant Wednesday. Don't forget, you can listen to Holger here on Angel Radio. Check the website, angelradio.co.uk, for day and times. I'm pretty sure it's Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, but I don't trust myself anymore. I'm at that age, right? Let's have some more music.
Uncle Sammy sent me overseas to
give a moon, la la.
made in Japanese.
Nice city, kotch, kotch, la la.
Begged her love on bended knees.
Happy London, la la. She raised her hand. She hid behind her fan. She smiled at me and this is what she said. Snickety boom boom, nice city, kotch, kotch, happy London. Feels good, good, good.
Underneath the cherry tree,
snickety boom boom, la la.
Eating rice and drinking tea,
nice city, kotch, kotch, la la.
I asked her if she loved me,
happy dun dun, la la. She raised her hand, she hid behind her fan. She smiled at me and this is what she said. Snickety boom boom, nice city, kotch, kotch, happy dun dun. Feels good, good, good. How I long to hold and squeeze her,
my little maiden Japanese.
Bell.
Now beneath the cherry tree,
stickity boom boom, la la.
Instead of two, we now make three.
Nice city, kotch, kotch, la la.
And the third one looks like me.
Happy dun dun, la la. They lift their hands, they hide behind their fans. They smile at me, and this is what they say. Stickity boom boom, nice city, kotch, kotch, happy dun dun. Means good, good,
good, good,
good.
Lovely song, The Castells, and Stick to Boom Boom. You're listening to Angel Radio.
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio. Fashion quality,
your constant
to say, same things happen every day. Not a thing to write, not a thing to say. So I take my pen in hand and start the same old way. Here I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at nine. Yes, I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but on the whole, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? Yes, I love you. Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned the hole in the dining room table. And let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. Yes, I love you. Thank you.
Well, the person doing the singing there was Cyril Grantham, and that was Geraldo and his orchestra with P.S. I Love You, came from 1934. One of my favourite singers from France is Charles Trenet, and he only ever sung songs that he wrote, and he wrote some good stuff as well. Most of the songs he sung in French, but some he did put into English. One of those that he did, Boom, which in French is Boom.
Tick-tock goes every clock, every little heart goes tick-tick-tock. Tweet, tweet, tweet goes the bird in the trees. Buzz, buzz, buzz goes the buzz and bees. But boom, why does my heart go boom? Me and my heart go boom, boom, petty boom, all together. Boom, when you are near it's boom. You disappear and boom, boom, petty boom, stormy weather. Down's early light and the still of the night give a boom at the sight of the wonder. Like Mandalay, now the dawn of the day is come up with a boom like a thunder. Boom, one little look and boom. Me and my hat go boom, boom, petty boom, all together. My heart go boom, boom, petty boom, all together, boom, boom, not dog, boom, ça fait toujours boom, 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 boom.
Bless him, you just want to select pick him up and hug him, don't you? Louis-Charles Augustin Georges Trenet. He was born on the 18th of May, 1913, and he actually composed music and lyrics for nearly 1,000 songs, would you believe? And one of those was Boom, and that came from 1938. I think probably his most famous one, although very difficult to say with Charles Trenet, probably was La Mer. La Mer somewhere beyond the sea. You know the one I mean. Anyway, that was Charles Trenet in English there with Boom. You're listening to Angel at Night with me, RB, and right now it's time for Beagle's Big Three. And this week we are going off to Liverpool. Very good morning to Liverpool and to Jack. And Jack says, I really think it's about time that we heard a lot from the Beatles on Beagle at Night, because you don't play them that often. So here are my three, which I'm hoping are reasonably in keeping with the time of night or morning of your program. Well, Jack, I appreciate that. Here is Beagle's Big Three, as delivered by Jack from Liverpool.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy left a pool of tears.
Troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Some have changed, some forever, not for better. things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
Songs from the Beatles there. We started off with The Long and Winding Road. We then moved on to Yesterday, which I think is probably one of the most recorded songs in history. It's certainly up there. If it is not the most, I think it's certainly in the top five. But I think I remember hearing on a radio program not too long ago that it was the most recorded song. And then we finished off with In My Life, which is one of my personal favorites. So, Jack, thank you so much for the benefit of your Liverpudlian experience with the Beatles. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beatles Big Three, then just drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist you would like, and if you want to choose the three songs, as Jack did, and as most people do, feel absolutely free to do so. But if you want me to do it, just let me know, and that will be absolutely fine. And Jack, just as you know, I played the Beatles before this morning's program a total of seven other times in the program, which, since we're on program 278, perhaps I should play them just a little bit more frequently. I'll see how it goes. Now, quite alarmingly, just about on time, it's time for Tell Me a Story. And last week, if we had been more vigilant, which totally down to me, I wasn't, we could have celebrated Gene Krupa's 115th birthday. He was born on January the 15th, 1909, and he was an American jazz drummer, bandleader, and composer, right, widely regarded as one of the most influential drummers in the history of popular music, and there have been some. I thought I would play you a little bit of an interview that he did with Howard Miller on the Howard Miller Show on the CBS network on March the 22nd, 1957. So let's go way back, so far back that even I was not around at the time.
The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller. Stop tickling.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and hi, everyone. I guess there's always a correlation between payday on Friday and happiness in the studio. I think we said something like that last week because it was just a week ago that Joe had this biggest smile on his face. Today, we're pleased indeed to have as our guest a young gentleman by the name of Gene Krupa. Now, for those of you who know the world of music, and specifically that area which is encompassed by the word jazz, you know that there is no brighter name emblazoned any place on the marquees of the world than the name of Gene Krupa. Well, Gene Krupa, it's swell having you here. It's quite obvious to me that you didn't get to be America's and music's top drummer just overnight. Now, there had to be a humble beginning someplace, and if I can pinpoint it, wasn't it Chicago?
Yes, it was. Of course, this is my hometown, and Howard, because I look so young, maybe this sounds a little paradoxical, but I've been playing professionally for 35 years.
I don't believe it.
True, please.
Well, you must have started when you were one or two then.
No, a little bit older than that.
A little bit older than that.
13, I don't mind.
Gene, you have certainly had an opportunity of being a sideman with some of the great names in the business, and more singularly, the honors have come to you as a performer now in your own right as the bandsman or the leader of the group. You've never given up the drums, though. You just direct from your vantage point up there by the Skins, huh?
I play at the drums all the time. I tell you, Howard, in 1944, I had a very costly experiment. I had an idea that I was sort of a poor man's Castellanos or something like that, so I go out and hire a bunch of strings and a gang of singers, and I have 44 people in the band, you know, and I'd get down front and conduct and just play the feature numbers.
Yes.
And the people didn't like it at all. They'd chase me back up at the drums and say, go on back where you belong.
Well, now, you've just closed a wonderfully successful engagement over at Frank Hosfien's famed Blue Note. Gee, that's
right.
A great spot. Now you're up there at the Keyboard Lounge in Detroit,
filling
the Motor City fans. And on, next Monday, isn't it?
On Monday, the 25th, we open the Brass Rail in Milwaukee.
What sort of a spot is the Rail? Is it very much like our note here?
It's quite like the Blue Note in Chicago. It's strictly a jazz room, yes. Mm-hmm.
Gene, a lot of other drummers have made the switch over to doing a little bit of vocalizing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your attitude or feeling about that?
Well, I remember a very unhappy experiment, Howard. It seems to me that I did a picture with Benny Goodman back in 1936 or 37. It was called Hollywood Hotel. And several of the featured guys in the band were required to sing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my eight bars followed Benny Goodman's. And Benny was never one of my favorite singers, nor is he yet. So I followed him with my eight bars and sounded so much like Benny. My voice did.
You both decided to quit.
I swore I would never sing again.
That's wonderful. Well, now, Gene, it seems to me that this new trend of music, this current popularity for the rock and roll, the music with a beat, has put a tremendous emphasis on your particular position in the music scheme of things. Not only your, but drummers everywhere. This has become now the number one instrument in the business, hasn't it? The
Just
drum.
Just about. I mean, Buddy Rich gets a commanding salary, I know, and Louis Belson, it costs a lot of money to hire him.
Yes. Do you like this emphasis being put on the drum? Of course, it builds your part up, but I don't know that a good drummer like yourself needs a build-up.
Well, naturally, I like anything that furthers the ends of music, regardless of what kind of music
yes,
it is.
Yes, but if it's on the drum, the spotlight, you like it even a little bit better.
Of course.
What about this afterbeat that the drums are being used for in a great many of our vocal records?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like a drum to come in on the afterbeat, or would you rather keep up with the singer?
Well, I don't know. I think in that particular kind of music, Howard, that it's almost necessary, a good, strong afterbeat, you know
uh-huh.
what I mean? But in my particular brand of music, as I play it with my quartet, I would probably save an accent on 2 and 4 for maybe the last, very last part of the number.
Yes.
In other words, I would build to that climax instead of starting right out with it, don't
yeah.
you see?
Uh-huh.
One thing that I particularly want to do is now that Ella Fitzgerald and I both work for Norman Granz, mm-hmm. the same record label, we've always talked about doing an album which would be a sort of a tribute to the late and great Chick Webb. As you know, he was my all-time great,
yes,
my
ma'am.
Idol. And, of course, Ella rode the fame with him, too. So
wasn't she his adopted daughter?
I don't know about that, but
I think he
certainly
her.
treated her like one,
yes,
you know?
He certainly did.
And, of course, the tune that made them, actually, was Tisket a Tasket,
yes,
remember? So we'd like to do all those old things,
yes.
you know?
Well, Gene, I certainly want to wish you the best of luck. I know that you're thrilling the people up there in Detroit. I know that when you play the Brass Rail in Milwaukee beginning next Monday, the 25th, you're going to break all box office attendances there. And let me just say one thing to all of my friends in 168 cities listening, Gene. I've known a lot of very wonderful people and a lot of fine musicians. I know of no one who has contributed more to our music scheme than you, and thank you very much for being here.
Now, as a matter of fact, let's listen to one of the selections from Gene's album, Drum Boogie. It's on the label Clef. And here is Gene swinging out with the accent on the 2 and 4 with Fine's Idea. Thank you.
Fine's idea from the Gene Krupa album called Drum Boogie. Gene, in honor of your presence here today, I went out and got a set of Slingerland drums, and I have practiced up, and I just want to say this as parting. Now, this is after many hours of rehearsal. Here's what I now play. Thank you very much, Gene Krupa.
Very good, Howard.
And we hope that you'll have wonderful successes in all of your road trips. Now, this is Howard Miller from Chicago, boy drummer, saying we'll see you Monday at the same time.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Gene Krupa talking to Howard back in March the 22nd, 1957. I'm just checking on my dates here. It was on the Howard Miller Show on WBBM, which is a station that comes out of Chicago. Not sure if it's still going on or not. I'm sure Brad could tell us. He'll probably email me in a couple of minutes' time and let me know that it is. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that, and we'll have another Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week. And from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, When You Wish Upon a Star, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Sure, downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Downtown.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air.
Coming for to carry me home, sweet.
The earliest known recording of that song, 1894, by the Standard Quartet. Nobody really knows exactly when it was written, but it must have been, I think, probably in the 1880s, 1890s, an African-American spiritual, and also, of course, one of the best-known Christian hymns, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, sung there by John Charles Thomas with Nat Chicrette's Orchestra. And before that, we had the beautiful, wonderful, splendid Petula Clark going downtown. You're listening to Angel Radio, 98.6, I believe, in Portsmouth, Gosport, and Havant. Also, various DAB multiplexes, and of course, the internet. You can get more details of when and where at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a bit of posh, and this week, Robert Donat reads Keats' Ode on a Grecian Urn.
Thou still unravished bride of quietness, thou foster child of silence and slow time, sylvan historian, who canst thus express a flowery tale more sweetly than our rhyme, what leaf-fringed legend haunts about thy shape, of deities or mortals or of both, in Tempe or the dales of Arcady? What men or gods are these? What maidens loath? What mad pursuit? What struggle to escape? What pipes and timbrels? What wild ecstasy? Heard melodies are sweet, but those unheard are sweeter. Therefore, ye soft pipes, play on, not to the sensual ear, but more endeared. Pipe to the spirit, ditties of no tone. Fair youth, beneath the trees, thou canst not leave thy song, nor ever can those trees be bare. Bold lover, never, never canst thou kiss, though winning near the goal, yet do not grieve. She cannot fade, though thou hast not thy bliss, and she be fair. Ah, happy, happy boughs, that cannot shed your leaves, nor ever bid the spring adieu. And happy melodist, unwearied, forever piping songs, forever new. More happy love, more happy, happy love. Forever warm and still to be enjoyed. Forever panting and forever young. All breathing human passion far above, that leaves a heart high, sorrowful and cloyed, a burning forehead and a parching tongue. Who are these coming to the sacrifice? To what green altar, O mysterious priest, leadst thou that heifer lowing at the skies, and all her silken flanks with garlands dressed? What little town by river or seashore or mountain built with peaceful citadel is emptied of its folk this pious morn? And, little town, thy streets forevermore will silent be, and not a soul to tell why thou art desolate can e'er return. O Attic shape, fair attitude, with breed of marble men and maidens overwrought, with forest branches and the trodden weed, thou, silent form, dost tease us out of thought as doth eternity. Cold pastoral, when old age shall this generation waste, thou shalt remain in midst of other woe than ours, friend to man, to whom thou sayst, beauty is truth, truth, beauty. That is all ye know on earth, and all ye need.
Oh!
From the second act of Tosca, that was Visi d'Arte, Maria Callas from 1933 with the Orchestra del Teatro alla Scala di Milano, and Victor de Sabata was waving the stick at the orchestra, and before that with John Keats' Odes on a Grecian Urn, the great Robert Donat. That was our posh for this week. We're going to have another little bit of posh around about the same time next week. Coming up fairly shortly, we have a couple of songs from Doris Day. Lombardo with his Royal Canadians, and in parentheses, no, actually, sorry, in quotation marks, with vocal trio. That was, of course, Boo Hoo. Hope you enjoyed that. Got this thing on my hand. It's driving me crazy. You know how sometimes you get a burn on the oven, and sometimes you burn and you think, well, that's really going to hurt, and it hurts for about half an hour, and then it doesn't hurt at all. Well, the other, I think last Wednesday, so a week ago, I was cooking Wednesday evening, and my hand just happened to touch the side of the sauté pan it couldn't have been more than a quarter of a second, and it touched it, and I felt it, and obviously pulled it straight off. And it didn't really hurt for the first couple of days, and now it's like crazy, and I have this great big red mark, and I can't get rid of it. I tried putting Windex on it. That didn't really seem to do much good, so I then put some toothpaste on it, and that didn't do much good either, but it did make it at least smell minty, but it's sort of like, I don't quite know what to do with it. It doesn't seem to want to go away. It's not blistering or anything like that. It's just like I've got this, it's sort of almost like a red bruise. It's very, very weird. Anyway, just thought I'd mention that. If there's any doctors listening, there's no need to get in touch. I'm not that worried about it. But thank you anyway. All right, where are we now? Day at night, I think. This is all due to Brad Klamper over there in Chicago, an hour behind me here in Danbury, Connecticut. Came up with the idea a long time ago, and we've been enjoying Doris Day every Tuesday night for Brad and I, Wednesday morning for you, from that day to this. So literally the last couple of years, and this week's going to be absolutely no different whatsoever.
Oh me, oh my, oh my, oh me, oh you. Oh me, oh my, oh you. No other boy will do. Cares would be forever ended, and the world would be so splendid if you cared enough, dear, to be true. Oh me, oh my, oh you.
Oh you.
Those lips, those eyes of blue. You're so handsome, you're so sweet. You simply lift me off my feet, oh me. Oh my, oh you.
Oh me.
Oh me.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh you.
Oh you.
No other.
Do do.
Girl will do.
Is it true?
Kiss would be forever ending, and this world would be so splendid if you cared enough, dear, to be true.
If you cared enough, dear, to be true. Oh me, oh my, oh you.
Those lips, those eyes of blue.
You're so handsome, you're so sweet. You simply lift me off my feet, oh me.
Oh my,
oh you.
Oh me, oh my, oh my, oh me, oh you.
Love you dearly, more than just sincerely, more than I could ever hope to say. Love you dearly, more than the moon or near. Darling, you take my very breath away. May time's the time for love. Lanes were made for strolling. Hands were made for holding. And two lips to whisper. Love you dearly, more than just sincerely, more than there are rosebuds in a spring bouquet. Need I say I love you more and more each day? Love you dearly, more than just more than there are rosebuds in a spring bouquet. Need I say I love you more and more each day? I can live without the sunshine. I forget you when I can live without the rain. When summer roses forget their fragrance and the song his sweet refrain, I forget you when I can live without the moonlight. I forget you when I can live without the sun. Though heaven's gladness may turn to sadness, I'll never forget.
So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
And when I get that lonesome feeling and I'm miles away from home,
I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
Take me back to the Black, the beautiful Indian country that I love.
Ignore me completely, I just fancied a sing-along, Black Hills of Dakota, from, of course, Calamity Jane. We started off with Oh Me, Oh My, Oh You, with Gene Nelson and the Page Kavanagh Trio. Followed that with Love You Dearly with Leith Stevens and his orchestra, and then I Forget You with Paul Weston and his orchestra and the Norman LaBeouf Choir. And that's our day at night sequence for this week. Hope you enjoyed it, and rapidly getting to that. I know we've heard Black Hills of Dakota before, but I'm rapidly running out of Doris Day songs. We played so many, but you know what, we just go back to the beginning, start again. Seems to work out quite well, if you don't mind me saying so. Okay, what should we do now?
Perry, doesn't the moon look beautiful tonight?
Yeah, it's round.
Well, aren't the stars bright?
They're out.
Perry, would you like to take a walk through the park?
Nah.
Well, what would you like to do?
I want to go home with you.
Oh.
I want to go home with you. I want to meet the family. I'm sure that they'll approve of me. I want to go home with you.
You do?
And nobody else will do. Kissing goodnight at your front door makes me love you more and more. I want to go home with you.
Uh-oh, Perry, here come my two sisters.
Hi, Perry.
Hi, Perry.
Hiya, Jerry. Hiya, Marge. What are you doing here?
We're just walking.
Well, why don't you just walk along? Go get yourself a soda.
Nah.
Why don't you go to a movie?
Nah.
Well, what do you want to do?
We want to go home with you.
What, the three of you?
We want to go home with you. We want to meet your family. We know your pa and ma will agree. We want to go home with you. And nobody else will do. And when we get to your front door, we're gonna love you more and more. We wanna go home.
We wanna go home. He's my date. I
your
saw him
date.
First.
What do you
don't
mean?
Want?
You
want?
Don't
now, girls, girls, just a moment, girls, girls, just a moment, just a moment. Well, I guess I'll go home alone. I'm gonna go home alone.
Rows and floors of angel hair, ice cream castles in the air, feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain, they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds, illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, a dizzy dancing way you feel as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. Leave them laughing when you go, but if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Fears and feeling proud, say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads and say I've changed, but something's lost when something's gained. At life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
Neil Diamond with Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now from 1969. And before that, we heard from Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters, and I Want to Go Home with You. All right, we've got to the point in the show where we usually have a little bit of comedy. And as with things around here on the program, when we usually do something, we usually do something, and we're going to do it again this week, whether we want to or not. Here's some comedy.
Love is where you find it, providing, of course, you know where to look. And what can start as a casual friendship can blossom into a great romance, given the right location. For instance, on a boat.
Oh, Charles, you startled me, creeping up on me like that.
Did I, Fiona?
Yes. You gave me a turn.
Did I? Oh, it must be my turn next. I was just taking a little stroll. It's terribly romantic, isn't it? The moonlight glinting on the water. Look, Fiona, up there. It's vast, almost frighteningly vast, and dark. I wonder if there's intelligent life up there.
Up there, Charles?
Not up my nose. Up there, Fiona. The sky. All those stars, they're shining just for us. see them reflected in the water. There the plough, there Orion's belt, and just below it, Orion's trousers. There what seems to be the bear, and there what looks like a dead moggy.
Oh, it is, Charles. Oh, I feel they're all there, just for us. With the exception of the dead Moggy, of course.
Of course. Love is so many things, Fiona. It's wanting and needing and feeling and searching and losing and finding, hoping and dreading and wanting to need and needing to want. And
don't speak, Charles. Not for a moment.
Why not?
I want to get a word in. Oh, I love you, Charles. Breathlessly, hopelessly, tenderly, despairingly, longingly, meltingly. It's a wordless love, Charles.
We are both lost, Fiona. Lost in each other's arms, fumbling in the dark. Fumbling for the right words. Oh, Fiona, kiss me.
Not here, Charles. People will see.
I don't care about people.
Boy, come in, number 13. Your time's up. The park's closing in 5 minutes.
Come along, Fiona. You paddle, I'll steer.
Cher, would you smile for enigmatical smile?
Nah, I can't do it. I got it. Well, that's what this fella says. Oh, fella, I know. Well, you know my norm. You know, the one drives the lorry with the big ears. Well, no, it's not him. No, this is a Mr. Lewis I got to know down my bus queue. Well, the other night, me and Norm, we was down self-serve calf having a nice read before we went in the pictures, and Mr. Lewis come in and he says, would I be obtruding if I was to invite myself to sit at your table? So I says, no, I says, a free world, come on in, I says. And I says to Norm, this is Mr. Lewis, Mr. Lewis, this is Norm. And they all shakes hands, and we sit down, and we start talking about this and that, and we get talking about dancing. And Mr. Lewis says to Norm, are you going down the Pally Saturday night? They've got a gala on. So Norm says, not if he can help it. Well, he don't like dancing, see, can't get on with it. Now he pushes me around the floor like I was a load on his mind, but he don't like it. So Mr. Lewis says, well, he says, look, seeing as how you're not interested in the dance, he says, how would it be if I was to issue an invite to your young lady to accompany me dancing one of these nights? And how about making it this coming Saturday on account of the said gala? So Norm says it's okay by him as long as he don't have to go. Well, you could have knocked me down with a frying pan. But I was glad, you know. Oh, well, I like dancing. And Mr. Lewis is a well-made man and he's a nice dresser. He's got the matching tie and handkerchief and always got a lovely polish on his shoes and his hair. So I meet him, as per arrangement, and we go along to the Pally, but we don't go straight in dancing. We go at the snack bar first to have something to eat, see? And he's got lovely manners. He says, may I be permitted to divest you of your Mac? And then, you know, he passes a nice remark about my blue and my mittens and the Demonte forget-me-nots in my hair and my gypsy dangle earrings. And then we orders a nice tea, and it comes. And then he leans across the table, and he takes hold of my hand, and he says, has anyone ever told you you got provocative eyes? I see his cuff go in the beet salad, but I don't say nothing. And then he says, and he says, an enigmatical smile enough to drive a fella up the wall. Oh, he says, you are not half a bewitching young lady. And I says, no, I'm not. I'm quite nice when you know me. And he says, I don't believe your young man appreciates you. He says, I don't think he realises what a pearl among girls he's got hold of. Oh, I says, you mustn't talk like that. But I couldn't help liking it. Well, you know, it's like being on the pictures or something. Well, then the music starts and the band plays and they play Jealousy and we dance. And he's a lovely dancer. Oh, he's got a smooth, glidey style, and he holds you so tight you can't breathe. It's lovely. And all the time we're dancing, he's saying soppy things in my ear, and I'm saying, shut up. But, of course, I'm hoping he won't, and he don't. And then we get into the slow waltz, and we've done it slower and slower, and he's bending over me, and he's saying, you are a woman, and I am a man. And I say, I hope so. And he says, "With you in my arms," he says, "I'd like this to go on forever and ever." Then we done a quick turn, and he kisses me neck. Well, I think he meant to kiss me cheek, but he don't come up so high. Well, we done everything. We done the rumba, the samba, the mamba, the this or the that. And at the end of every one, he says, "Oh, I wish this could go on forever." But I didn't. My feet, oh, they was killing me. Well, I got Lily Piggott's shoes on. They're not my size for long. And I say to myself, "Oh, how am I going to get home?" I was dead depressed. And then all of a sudden, I look over by the door, and there, like a bowl out of the blue, Norm. He come up to me, very nonchalant-like, and he says, "Ready for home?" I says, "Yes, just about." And he says, "Well, say goodnight nicely." So I say, "Ta," and "Ta-a" to Mr. Lewis. "Yeah, he does look a bit funny, but I've got time to go into it. Next thing I know, I'm on the bus on the way home." Well, we never said nothing on the bus. But when we get to my door, I says to Norm, "Would you say I got provocative eyes?" He says, "If you ask silly questions, I'll black the pair of them for you." Oh, he's nice.
I say, it is Patsy, isn't it? Yes, I thought so. I don't suppose you remember me. Yes, that's right. Lumpy Latimer. Do you know, I don't think anyone's called me that for years. It's too ghastly. Oh, well, my name is now Clinch. I married a man called Keith Clinch, and we've been living out in Kenya. You have to call it Kenya now, you know. We've been out there for years. Only now the children have grown up and settled and back here in England, so we've come too. Yes, I think we are going to miss the sun, quite frightfully. Yes, I am, by way of going into the tea. What fun. Are you going? Oh, well, let's foregather. What fun, Patsy. I should absolutely love that. Hello, Miss Davidson. Frightfully nice to see you. Yes, that's right, Lumpy Latimer. Do you know, I'd quite forgotten until I met Patsy Miller. She's here, and she said, "Well, my name is now Clinch, as in boxing. I married a man called Keith Clinch, and we've been living out in Kenya. You have to call it Kenya now. And we're more or less home, I think, you know, sort of for keeps, probably. Yes, I am going to miss the sun, quite frightfully. I'll have to buy myself a woolly vest. Are you by any chance going into the tea?" "Oh, good. Well, Patsy's going, so perhaps we could all look for each other." "Well, I think that'd be lovely. Yes, lovely. Yes, marvellous. Yes." Excuse me. Aren't you Wendy Plackett?" "Yes, I thought you were. I don't suppose you remember." "Yes, that's right. Lumpy Latimer." "Oh, well, it's Clinch now, as in boxing. I married a man called Keith Clinch, and we've been living... No, not in the Argentine. No, in Kenya. Yes, they are both awfully sunny, aren't they?" "Yes, we are settled here. I am going to miss the sun, frightfully. Yes. Wendy, what's your name now?" "Still Wendy Plackett." "Oh, well, it's a lovely name." "Yes. I say, isn't that girl who used to be in the dorm with us... Flavia something. Do you remember? We all thought she was so glamorous because she sleepwalked. and she was frightfully good at elocution. Do you remember? I've never forgotten her as King Lear. Oh, and there's Mademoiselle. Oh, I must have a tiny word in her ear. Are you going into the tea, Wendy? Well, let's go together. Well, look, wait for me, will you, one sec? I must just have a tiny word with Mademoiselle. I really just... Hello, Mademoiselle. Oh, c'est très gentil de vous voir. Oui, c'est ça, Lumpy Latimer. enfin, maintenant, je suis appelé Clash. Et nous sommes ici en Angleterre. Oui, non, pas beaucoup de soleil, non. C'est très gentil de vous voir, mademoiselle, très. Oh, Wendy, isn't she nice? I wonder why we hated her. Hello, there's Fizzy Wiggins.
Thank you very much. And now... in order for you to understand what I'm going to do next, I have to go way back and speak about my great-grandfather, whom we traced back to Marie Antoinette. As a matter of fact, my great-grandmother traced him back. There are a couple of guys. But he was partly responsible for the birth of my grandfather. He thought. My grandfather was born in Denmark. He was Danish after his mother and Swedish after a friend of his father's. He was one of the great inventors of his time. He invented the burglar alarm, which unfortunately was stolen from him. But he was a brilliant man. He was, among other things, a PhD. Just a... So was his wife. However, besides being a brilliant... he also was a great chemist. He was the one who invented the cure for which there was no disease in those. Unfortunately, his wife later caught the cure and died. He was a strange personality. He always experimented with something. Once he crossed an Idaho potato with a sponge. Imagine that silly idea. It tasted horrible. But it sure held a lot of gravy. I think his greatest invention was a soft drink, which he called Four Up. But it wasn't successful at all. So he invented Five Up. But still, it didn't click, you know. Then came Six Up. But still, nobody liked it. So he gave up and died heartbroken a couple of weeks later. But little did he know how close he came. Then I was born, and when that happened, my parents were, well, they were not poor, but they didn't have any money. So I was actually born at home. And when my mother saw me, she was taken to the hospital. One day, when I was 4 years old, my father came home. And he found me in the living room in front of a roaring fire, which made him very angry because we didn't have a fireplace. There I sat, and here my father stood, burning up. He pointed at me. See, my father was left-handed. He always pointed this way. I was sitting on the other side. So my father said, Borger. He didn't know my first name. See, in my father's family, we had a little trouble up here. In the head. My father was all right, but his two brothers... my male uncles. No, in Denmark, we always distinguish, you know. I don't know if you're familiar with the fact that we have three sexes over there. Male, female, and convertible. Matter of fact, I was supposed to have been back to Denmark this summer. But I ain't going. Oh, once I made up my mind what I was going to be, and that's the way it's going to be. What I meant to tell you before was, and this is not a joke, this is really a fact, that 2 weeks ago, we celebrated my uncle's 103rd birthday. Isn't that something? Thank you very much. 103rd birthday. Unfortunately, he wasn't present. could he be? He died when he was 29. But what I meant to say was that he was the one who went crazy. And his mother used to say that he went crazy because he never got the woman he loved. And that's a lot of nonsense, because his brother went just as crazy. And he got her. Then in 1940, I luckily arrived in the United States, unable to speak a word of English, of course, which was a handicap because I found most people over here do. And I tried to learn the language, and I got along as time and a half went by, and I picked up a few words here and there, mostly there because I hadn't been here yet. But I found that people who speak English sometimes do not understand each other too well. And that... Thank you.
Sitting so pretty in some hideaway. I forgot to mention we turn the headlights low. Never pay attention though cars may come and go. Kisses are twice as nice, for they're sweet as can be. Every night's a June night, parking in the moonlight, my sweetie and me.
Feldkamp was doing the vocalizations there, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and Parkin' in the Moonlight. And before that, we had some comedy. We heard from Charles and Fiona, Hugh Paddock, and her name's, but it's coming back, Betty Marston, there you go, didn't quite go, with On a Boat. And then we had Shirley's girlfriend from Joyce Grenfell, and also Old Girls at School Reunion, because I just love that. So I love the end. Oh, look, it's Figgy Wiggin. And we also had Victor Borg there with his family background. We'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week. 9 minutes to go here on the programme, so let me stop talking and play some more music for you.
Thank you. I see the wisdom of the world in your eyes. I see the sadness of a thousand goodbyes. When I look in your eyes, and it is no surprise to see the softness of the moon in your eyes, the gentle sparkle of the stars in the skies. When I look in your eyes, in your eyes, I see the deepness of the sea. I see the deepness of the love I feel you feel for me. Autumn comes, summer dies, I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears, no goodbyes. I'll just look into your eyes. Those eyes, so wise, so warm, so
from an album called Love Andy from 1967, and that was called When I Look in Your Eyes. I have a feeling that came from a film, but I'm not totally sure. Might have come from Dr. Dolittle, but I'm having a real guess there. So if it was correct, great, and if it wasn't, don't put me right. There's no need to. It's too early in the morning or too late at night, whichever you prefer. It was, however, Andy Williams. Fancy another one from Andy?
Waiting for the dawn.
But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. Somehow, once upon a time, never come again.
Ellie Williams and Once Upon a Time. It's been my real pleasure to be with you for the last 2 hours. Unfortunately now, though, I have to go. I'll be back hopefully around about the same time next week. We don't take too much for granted anymore these days. Between now and then, I hope you have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Just plain Mr.
And I'm just plain Mrs.
And that's what we're happy to be. No fuss, no bother, 'cause we've got each other. For richer, for poorer.
And I love him.
Yes, she loves me.
We're two people, two very lucky people, who live till this life is through.
Together as just plain Mr.
and ordinary Mrs. Me
and you. Plain Mister.
And I'm just plain Mrs. No fancy, no frills and no fuss.
Well, we've got each other, so we needn't bother with honours and titles.
We don't need them,
and they don't need us.
For we're two people, two very lucky people, who live till this life is through.
Together as just plain Mr.
and ordinary Mrs.
No, we're not Duke and Duchess, no sir.
The title that touches closer.
Mr. and Mrs. Me and you.